earth, sky.
The methane concentrations in these plumes are 100 to 10,000 times what you would normally see in Gulf of Mexico water.
You're listening to University of Georgia oceanographer Mandy Joy. In June 2010, Joy returned from an emergency research expedition in the Gulf of Mexico following the Deepwater Horizon oil spill. She talked to Earth Sky about the high concentrations of methane gas she discovered in oil plumes deep beneath the surface of the Gulf.
And there's also propane, butane, and gas that derive from the same processes that make the oil.
Dr. Joy said there's so much gas leaking into the Gulf that we might be looking at severe oxygen depletion in Gulf water. What happens, she explained, is that naturally occurring Gulf bacteria eat up the vast amounts of methane and other gases.
But in the process, they're consuming molecular oxygen from the water. And the reason that's a problem is that so then you could potentially have large volumes of water floating around in the deep part of the Gulf of Mexico that don't contain any oxygen.
Ocean life depends on oxygen. Oxygen depletion in the Gulf of Mexico, Joy said, means lost habitat for wildlife and potentially long-term repercussions on local fishing.
The degradation of this oil and gas that's being injected into the middle of the Gulf of Mexico is going to cause oxygen depletion in the water. There's just no way around it.
I'm Deborah Bird. Earth Sky is a clear voice for science. We're at earthsky.org.